Okay, all right. Let's do this. I was doing some commercial break, Remo Khotsi. But anyway, we are now talking to you because of I had to unmute you at the right time. Welcome to the show. The first Global Alcohol Policy Conference on African soil got off to a good start as Minister of Social Development Lindiwe Zulu reaffirmed government's commitment to work towards reducing alcohol harm alongside academic policy specialists and civil society. Minister Zulu said, for us as the host country, this conference could not have come at a more opportune time. The month ago, we tabled the draft policy on the prevention and treatment for substance use disorder to the social protection community and human development. It's a long story. Cabinet Committee for the Public Consultation. The policy provides a framework for division decision making within the whole sector about where the greatest drug-related harms are occurring and identifying the best strategies to address those harms. Ruajalo, Mr. Zulu expressed that she was confident that this policy conference under the theme investing in people before profits, building momentum towards the framework convention on alcohol control. To discuss this matter, Re Mokgotsi Kibuaka Kalaya Modimo Mokgaetsoe is the Director for Substance Abuse at the Department of Social Development. Good evening and welcome to Jozi FM.
A very good evening to you and to the listeners of the Jozi FM.
Now, why is this conference important for South Africa?
This conference is very, very important for many countries, one can say, for the whole world, and then particularly to South Africa, because South Africa, if you you might have heard that we are one of the countries that consumes a lot of alcohol. Like, for example, you'll find that in South Africa, an individual person consumes more than 6 liters of pure alcohol per year. And then we are being ranked amongst the top 10 countries that consumes alcohol. So this conference is very, very important to now start strongly looking at the harm caused by alcohol. We do have that information, but we don't know how to respond to the harm caused by alcohol. There have been various attempts here in South Africa to reduce those harms, but now this conference come at an opportune time, like we have mentioned, that we do have a policy that we intend using to it to amend the Prevention of and Treatment for Substance Abuse Act number 72 of 2008. And then there are other bills that are also there from other departments that this policy may have an influence on the, more especially on assisting in reducing harm caused by alcohol. I should think you are also aware that alcohol causes a lot of social ills, even diseases. I was surprised when I learned that alcohol also causes 7 types of cancer. So including the breast cancer, I did not think that alcohol can do that, but the science has revealed that. And then the crime rate, the rise of in HIV/AIDS, road carnage, there's a lot of social ills that are being caused by alcohol. So that is why we are saying we came here to come and learn from various countries to say, how best can we reduce the harm caused by alcohol?
Now, you spoke of social ills, Re. I want to pronounce the surname right. Kere Kalaya Modimo.
Is it?
Outreche, Kitzer, yeah, Kitzer is a holy yalute, ki puts our cabbage, it creates an ajang kang e Re Kalaya Modimo. Now, Arlibel Lehore. Now, South Africa, Ietang. Towards reducing alcohol harm, you look everywhere. It's open story that everybody somewhere, somehow, the substance abuse and alcohol abuse. What are we doing in the interim?
Nga gore gore gone ya no yana gona le melawana e leng gore e teng ya go leka go fokotsa the impact of alcohol. I'll give you for an example that there's the Liquor Act. Its purpose is to try to regulate the production and distribution of alcohol as well as the trading hours. So, and then there are also bylaws that are also trying to assist in that area. But maybe we may be lacking in certain areas. That is why now the harm caused by alcohol is still on the rise. So we are also, as government, trying to educate people about the effects of alcohol and so forth. But we find some of the stakeholders not coming on board, or maybe coming very, very minimally on board attempting to reduce the harm of alcohol. There are various other things that the government has done, even to treat the people who are addicted to alcohol. There are treatment centers around the country that the government has established. There are various other treatment centers, private treatment centers that the government has registered. So we are currently trying. There are programs that are targeting young people in an attempt to reduce the impact of alcohol on amongst children and young people. There's a lot of work that is being done, but we are saying maybe we need to learn from other countries. We need to benchmark what we are having and what other countries are doing. Like, for example, during this conference, we have learned that advertising of alcohol also increase the abuse of alcohol. And then there are countries that have totally banned the advertising of alcohol. Some countries have banned the advertising of alcohol on the social media or on the digital platform and so forth. And then some countries have increased taxation on alcohol in an attempt to reduce the harm caused by alcohol. And then these are some of the things that we ourselves need to look into and check as to whether what can we take from all those, what the approach that they've been using, and then what other things that we may learn from this country as well.
Now, Rekale Amudimu, how lebella kang ea the harm, haribua kayon alcohol harm, how is the conference tackling this issue? You just mentioned, Kore, we are taking from what other countries are doing, but we also have to look at how ideal the environment is as compared to Moelong Kore, there's lawlessness to a point. Yeah, Kore, everybody does as they please. Bylaws are not respected. People don't even respect themselves. I mean, issues of men's compassion to men. So when we draw lessons out of this, are we looking at maybe that we can force the legislatures to think differently without having to look at the moral fiber of the country?
What is currently happening is that this conference is very, very broad on reducing the harm caused by alcohol. And then we are saying we shouldn't be led by emotions. And then we are saying we need to come up with evidence-based or scientific, science-based policies. We need to rely more on facts before we can come up with any policy. And then that is what we are basically trying to, this conference is trying to say to us, to say, look at other avenues, like the issue that we have just referred to say of regulations and policies that are not being implemented. Some countries they experienced that before us, whereby policies were there or legislations were there and they were not implemented. And then they developed systems to ensure that the policies are implemented and how they monitor the implementation of those laws. These are some of the things that we are learning from this, as well as, for example, in terms of the social media. There are countries that have got instruments on monitoring the issue of advertisement on social media to protect the children. So there's a lot of things that are being said here, and then we are basically learning from all those, including law enforcement. That yes, in many parts of the country, we find that the law enforcement is not very strong, and then we need to look into that as well. That's one of the areas that came out strongly at this conference.
Now, has the conference looked into the Interministerial Committee for Alcohol and Substance Abuse, and maybe reconvening? How will it assist the country to ensure coordination, strategic alignment, maybe decisions of your name making the harm even more reduced?
You will understand that the Interministerial Committee on Substance Abuse is the concept that is originated here in South Africa. We did present the idea to the conference, and then most of the countries they are buying on this particular idea. And then the other thing that we have realized that is that some countries they've established a ministry, particularly for drug and alcohol, to deal with matters related to drug and alcohol. Many countries have done that, and then we have also realized that some of the countries they've placed their responsibility under the Ministry of Health as well as the Minister of Welfare in other countries. So, and then they show us how various ministries, without establishing Interministerial Committee, how the various ministries in various government operate in dealing with the issue of both drugs and alcohol. So I should think that's why I'm saying that this one is our idea, and then some countries are buying on it as well as ourselves. We are also looking at how best can we bring this coordination of these ministries? Is this coordination also working for us during the previous IMC that we had in South Africa? We are just doing some comparisons so that we can learn some new ways of dealing with this thing as well.
Now, Gerata Huitsi Khosia Mekhore, my Africa Bora, from the department point of view, is the alcohol industry serving its their interest, or maybe they are on the side of the people? And is this something that the conference touched on with the industry?
I should think you will understand that the industry pushes a profit, and then we are looking into the health aspect. For example, the messages that the industry is pushing is drink responsibly. And then we are saying that whatever amount of alcohol has got an effect on the health of an individual, whether it's a half glass or a full glass or a lower amount of alcohol has got the negative impact on the health of people. That is the bottom line for us. But that is something that the industry is not saying. And then the industry immediately rushed to talk about the issue of the economy and unemployment and so forth. And then in our case, we are not saying we are not going to consider that, but we are saying, let us do this thing in a manner that is we are going to be able to reduce the amount of the current impact that alcohol is causing to our people. That is basically what we are saying. And then we are saying we want the industry to come more on board, and come up with for example, if the industry can develop a charter on how are they going to reduce the harm, then we will be knowing that, for example, we are going to be following on monitoring them based on the charter that they would have developed. That is another thing that some countries are doing to say they no, the industry has got the charter that they've developed, and then we are monitoring them on based on the charter that they have developed. Those are some of the initiatives that the alcohol industry in other countries is doing. So we need to look into all those as well. But in South Africa, one can say that currently our legislation are not very, very much compelling to the industry to address the harm that the industry is causing to the people on the ground.
Now,
that is where we are. I think we are still lacking.
Mm-hmm. Now, Arlebelle, if you were to ask South Africans to play a role towards reducing alcohol harm, what would you ask them to do?
From at the community level, I will say the community should join government in educating, more especially our children and young people, about the effects of alcohol. We are calling on each and every South African citizen to get involved, educate one another. Let us not treat alcohol as being better than tobacco, because both tobacco and alcohol they are the same. When we conducted the campaign on tobacco, the communities joined us, and then to an extent that we saw a reduction in smoking and so forth. So the same approach we are saying, we are calling upon our community to say, alcohol is as harmful as tobacco. So let us come together again and declare this alcohol abuse a pandemic as well, and then deal with the challenges related to substance abuse. We are calling, that is a call to the community, and then we are also calling upon the various institutions, the academies, the researchers to say, continue on investing on research, continue on giving us information and facts about the alcohol abuse, so that when we talk to people, we present facts, and then we are not presenting our own opinions. That is what we are saying. And then we are saying, the liquor industry, come on board as well. Let us not focus mainly on the profit. Let us put the people first before any profit, so that we are able to deal with this particular problem. And then we are not saying, we are saying the liquor industry close down. We are not. That is what we are not saying. We are saying, but here there is some. How do we manage it together?
Moretsi o ikutlwela jalo ke tsama le ra rona le re ka re a modimo mo gaetso re bua ka kgang e ya go lebelela jalo the alcohol harm. Now ke rata gore ke itse ra rona gore the data collected at the conference, how is the department planning to utilize that collection?
What we are planning to do is to get all the information and facts, and then put a report, and then from there we are going to present it to our stakeholders on the ground, and then digest what transpired there, and then from there we will be coming up with the various proposals, say maybe program strategies and so forth. And then if there's an information that requires to be put into our legislations, like currently, like you indicated earlier on, that the minister said that we have just presented our policy to cabinet, and then we'll be going on public hearing. So we are going to use that particular information. We are going to give feedback to the community, so that when community give inputs to the policy that we have, then at least they are already informed, and then so that they are able to take a decision to say no, we want to do this as you have in accordance with the what we have learned from the conference. We want 1, 2, 3 to be included in the policy, and then in so doing we'll be now going back to cabinet to say, from the conference, we went back to the community, we educated, we gave them feedback, we gave them facts about what transpired at the conference, And then now the committee gave us the following inputs, and then these ones we are taking, these ones we are not taking according to the following reasons and so forth. So the intention is to go back to cabinet with a well-informed policy going forward. And that is the policy that we intend to use to amend the current legislation, like I mentioned earlier on. It's not only ourselves. I should think there are various other bills that are currently going on public consultation. And those policies as well, I should think that from various departments like basic education, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, there's a bill, the liquor amendment bill is there. Mm-hmm. So I should think they are going to also be learning from this particular conference and make the necessary amendments as informed by science.
Re Mokgotsi Kalaya Modimo Mogaetsho, the Director for Substance Abuse at the Department of Social Development. Khosi ame ke a leboga.
Ya leboga, ke leboga le baretsi ba Josie FM, thank you very much.
Thank you. Moletse re fetsa foi bile go ntse go le jalo ke tharinyana fela go ntse go le jalo ranta fela go le jalo ka 19 rands 4 cents ka US dollar.